On today's segment of A Moment in Time, join health educator and author Donna Green Goodman as she shares practical ways to cook up good health.
I love getting together with my girlfriends and laughing till our tummies hurt and tears are rolling down our cheeks. And when our visit is over, I feel motivated and happier than before we got together. It's no wonder. The Bible says that a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. And guess what? Science is affirming that promise. People who are happy have lower heart rates, lower levels of cortisol, and healthier immune systems. That means their risk of developing chronic diseases like heart disease, cancer, diabetes, stroke, and depression is reduced. And while they get less colds and flu, they recover faster when they do get a cold or flu. Studies during the 1980s and early 1990s reveal that the brain is directly wired to the immune system. Portions of the nervous system connect with immune-related organs such as the thymus and bone marrow. And immune cells have receptors for neurotransmitters, suggesting that there is crosstalk. Other studies connect loneliness and sadness to inflammation, and happiness, joy, and connectedness to a move away from inflammation. With genes that express more antiviral and anti-tumor power, which is especially important in fighting disease and keeping you healthy. I don't know if you have girlfriends like I do, but you need to find your happy place. Get full of the spirit of joy and watch what happens to your health. It's His promise, and everything that He has promised, He will do. And remember, God's greatest wish for us is that we prosper and be in health, which is why I love cooking up good health.
For more information on cooking up good health, visit wjou.org.